Maseches Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes, and Tov, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Beis. We learned a few Mishnahs ago that it is permitted for somebody who is standing in a Rishus HaRabim to move something in a Rishus HaYachid, or for somebody who is standing in a Rishus HaYachid to move something in a Rishus HaRabim. As long as he does not need that thing in his own Rishus, he's allowed to do so, and we're not concerned that he's going to come to bring that item back into his own Rishus. Now this Mishnah argues on that opinion. This Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and according to this Mishnah, Lo yamud adam b'rishus hayochid v'yiftach b'rishus harabim. One is not allowed to stand in a private domain and open something, open a lock in a public domain, and the same would apply to moving anything in the public domain, b'rishus harabim, or to stand in a rishus harabim v'yiftach b'rishus hayochid, and to open something in the rishus hayochid, that would also be forbidden. Elohim Kain also mechitz gvar asar tfachim, unless he made a partition, which is at least 10 tfachim high. So if, let's say, he is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, so if he makes a 10 tefachim partition around where he is standing, then even if he would come to mistakenly bring back the key back to where he is standing, he would not have violated Imalachim Ud'araisa, because all he did was transfer something from a private domain into another private domain. And the same would apply vice versa. If he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and he is unlocking something in the Rishus HaRabim, so if he makes a partition around the thing which he is unlocking, then again, even if he does come to bring back the key to where he is standing, he would not have violated the Melachim Ud'araisa, because all he did was transfer something from one private domain into another private domain. Dear Rav Meir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. Omruloi v'chachom said to him, that can't be the case, because Maisa v'shuk shel fatomim. There was a story which once occurred in the market of the fatomim, of those who would fatten up animals and then sell them. Shahab Yerushalayim, which was in Yerushalayim, and the shopkeepers of those places, they would lock the doors and then place the key on the window or the windowsill, which was above the entrance. So this windowsill was above 10 tefachim from the ground, and it was 4x4 tefachim, so it was considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. And these people standing in the Rishus HaRabim would move the key and place it on the Rishus HaYachid. And they weren't necessarily moving something from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, because it was never placed down in Rishus HaRabim. Or it could be that they locked it, and the lock was above 10 tefachim from the ground, and so the key never even entered Rishus HaRabim. But the point is that these people were standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and moving the key about and placing it in the Rishus HaYachid. So you see that this is permitted. Now the Gemara explains that actually Yerushalayim, since it is surrounded by a wall, is not actually considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaYochid because it's very large and then the public go through it, but it is not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim, rather it's considered a Carmelis. So the whole prohibition anyway of carrying from there into Rishus HaYochid is only Midrabanan. So it seems this is not really a very good proof against Rabbi Meir, because it could be that specifically here they were allowed to do it, but then in a case where it's forbidden Midraisa to carry from one domain to another, it would be forbidden. But the Gemara explains that actually Rabbi Meir held his opinion even in a case of a Carmelis. Rabbi Meir held that even if you're standing in a Carmelis, you can't move something in Rishus HaYochid, and therefore this is a good proof against Rabbi Meir, because you see that this was done in Yerushalayim, and the Chachomim allowed it to be done, so we see that it is permitted. Rabbi Yossi says, he's not arguing, he's just saying that the facts of the story were slightly wrong, because Rabbi Yossi says that he knew about the story, but in his version of the story, Shukshel Tzamorim Hoya, it was a marketplace of people who sold wool, and not of people who fattened up animals and sold animals. Rabbi Yossi agrees to the main point of the Chachomim.